very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello and welcome to The Run Through, your favorite figure skating podcast, where we talk about all things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us wonder just what the fuck was Adam Rippon talking about last episode. Hi, I am Ashley Wagner. I am solo today. I think we're just going to make it a habit and all of us are just going to record monologues for you all to listen to. Enjoy. By we, I mean me. I am recording a solo episode, A, because Sarah and I thought it would be funny, and B, because shortly after Adam's episode posted, he sent me a text saying that I should record a monologue because it was so fun. And listening to his monologue, and based on the title, I immediately knew that he was going to request that Brady Tennell be wearing a Irish step dancing wig. And I am really disappointed to let you guys know that that did not happen, but we will continue our push to get her in a wig. Don't you worry. That being said, I did want to have a little quick chat with you all about what Adam was talking about, because I was kind of giggling to myself listening to him because I had no idea what he was going to say and how he was going to explain this. But in all the ways that I would have explained it, that wasn't how I would have said things. And so just to kind of recap really quickly, he kind of made it sound like we were a family mid-divorce and we were quarreling over who was going to get the house in Montauk. And that's just not the case, mostly because none of us have a house in Montauk to fight over, but also because we are all doing just fine. And we have a great relationship. And none of us are actually fighting. At least, I don't know. Sarah, let me know if you're mad at me. Just text me. We're currently dealing with a logistical issue. Just one little blip in our radar. A little hurdle that we have to get over, if you will. And it's just something that has to kind of be worked out. It's a very exciting challenge to have. We love a challenge. But I was listening to this explanation that Adam was giving us, and it sounded like someone was fighting over, I don't even know. We're not fighting. We are just dealing with one little hiccup, a little bump in the road, if you will. And hopefully we will all three of us be able to record very soon. We're just kind of getting a couple of things figured out. That being said, we're going to leave it a little bit mysterious because we love drama. And just know that everyone's doing fine. And our goal is to have the three of us recording very soon. But now let's get back to what really matters. And what really matters is the Pairs and Women's Short Program in Allen, Texas for the second year in a row. The ice so nice, they skated on it twice. So I'm going to get started with a little quick recap of the Pairs event. So much to say, and yet also not that much to say, because it's me covering pairs by myself. Riku and Ryuchi, oh my god, stunning, stunning, stunning. I love the short program for them. It's so good. It's nice to see them have another season under their belt from their injury. They just look a little bit more trained, prepared, ready to go. I mean, this is early season, and they look this good. I'm really excited about them. Ellie and Danny, currently sitting in second place, I think this short program is so good for them. Ellie just looks like she's coming into her own as a pair skater. Danny's going to do Danny. He's going to be that nice, solid pair boy that we know and love. But Ellie has really come into her own. I thought this music selection was good. It was really interesting to watch both of them navigate this program. So exciting. Great start. Sitting in second. Are you kidding me? Nice. The Georgian and Hungarian teams. They look great. We had a nice little campy moment. We had a little 80s program from the Hungarians. And, oh wait, no. We had a campy moment from the Georgians. See, this is why we need Sarah to fact check me, because I don't live in any basis of fact when it comes to pairs. I thought they both looked great. And that's kind of that. Why don't we move on to the women's event? Because That's really what I want to talk about. So we have Isabeau sitting in first place. It was a nice program. It was great. It was fine. Her triple-triple toe was under. She looked solid. I can't really complain about that. As far as the content, listen, I competed against Alyssa Cisney, and I'm used to seeing that kind of skating when it comes to a Breakfast at Tiffany's, Moon River kind of a program. Did I want a little bit more from her? Yes. Do I think that this is going in a nice direction? Yeah, it's nice. Is it my kind of skating per se? No, I think she can do more exciting things. I want something more exciting. I think this is safe. It's safe. It's nice. It's a short program. She got her job done. Does her dress look stunning? Yes, I love it. Do I want her to discover hairspray? Yeah. Yeah, I really do. But great job for her. Brady Tennell was really sitting at that top spot for quite a while. And I think we've made it clear, I've made it clear, that I hate everything the first time I see it. So that's kind of what's going on right now, is it's the first time I've seen these programs, and I hate is a strong word. If you're going to go out and skate to some river dance, I want to see those quick feet. I want to see some tap, tap, tap. I want some toe taps. I want you to look like you're dancing for your country. And I was missing that a little bit. As Adam also mentioned, we are really working on convincing her that she needs to skate in a Irish step dancing wig. No response as of yet, but there is still hope, and another Grand Prix short program for her. So fingers crossed. But I mean, for what we've seen from Brady over the last couple of seasons, and she's been dealing with injuries, it was nice just to watch her go out and just skate. She looked really comfortable. That combo was a little tight, but for her, it was just about getting that program out there and kind of getting back on the ice, getting in that competitive environment, and really showing us that she's back. She looked great. No complaints there. Rinka, this program is so fierce. I love her command on the ice, her presence, the way she skated through it. I ate up every single second of it. I thought she looked really secure in all of her elements, and it's the short program. I mean, Rinka is 66.54. We have Brady at 66.99, and then 68.43 for Isabeau. It's a really tight race at this point. But let's talk about my girl, Wakabi Higuchi. It wouldn't be an ISU season if Wakabo wasn't going out onto the ice skating pretty much flawlessly and getting underscored. It just, oh, the ISU was so predictable in that way. And it's nice to know that things are as they were always meant to be. So Wakabo sitting in fourth, and I love me a Dune program. I think these days when we're really dealing with what cultural appropriation we can get away with on the ice, skating to exotic alien music is a really nice gray area for us to all kind of thrive within. So I'm really excited about all the Dune programs that we have on the ice this season. Other standouts for me, the world's youngest figure skater to ever take the ice, Nina Pinzerone. My husband was watching with me, and he said, "That name's not very German." And I said, "That's not the German flag." So I think it was a great program. I mean, it's early in the season. Are we going to be blown away by where these programs are at? No, they have a lot more development to go through. It's going to take a little bit more time. The skater that I am really bummed for is Steve Aoki's biological daughter, Yuna Aoki, and that is not true, but when Adam told me that for the first time, I absolutely believed it. God, I love her skating. I don't care that she landed a half cheated, she didn't land it, she fell on a half cheated triple loop combination. I don't care. I don't care. I'm looking at 3 carats on this scoring sheet right now. Triple flip, under rotated. Triple loop, completely downgraded, but I don't care that I see that many carrots because her skating skills are so beautiful. Her presence, I need to learn how to skate from her because the way she carries herself on the ice is just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Is she sitting in 10th place? Yes, that's really unfortunate. But hey, you know, there's always the long program and we get to watch her be that stunning all over again. So yeah, that is my recap of pairs and women's short. We obviously have the men's and the short dance coming in hot tomorrow. Are you going to get a daily recap from this event? Do you think we're that organized? Absolutely not. We're not doing that. This is mostly because Sarah and I thought it would be funny to have us basically, and by us, I mean me, roast Adam for the hot mess and complete and utter disaster of an explanation that he gave you guys for what's going on. And then I came on and didn't do a much better job. But trust and believe that Sarah, Adam, and I are alive, well, still in a group chat, and last I checked, all on really good terms. But professionally, we are just dealing with a little hurdle that we're trying to get past. And Adam and I are planning on recording a nice recap for you going into next week. So that should be something for you guys to look forward to. That being said, we are really excited to get back into the season. I'm trying to think of who I want to jinx before we go into the rest of this event. No, it just feels irresponsible. This power is too great. That being said, we love you. We have really missed you. It's been a crazy summer. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for bugging us. We love seeing all of the tweets, so keep tweeting. And hopefully we will all be back together again, chatting with you very soon. But Adam and I will be recapping Skate America and previewing the next Grand Prix starting next week. So we will all talk to you then. All right. Monologues, Adam, are kind of fun. Bye.